Thinking Fast and Slow by Daniel Kahneman. A summary. This is a summary of Daniel Kahneman's Thinking Fast and Slow. Daniel Kahneman is a professor at Princeton University with a PhD in psychology who received the Nobel Prize in Economic Sciences. He devoted his career to the study of human irrationality. Together with his colleagues, he identified about 20 cognitive errors, unconscious failures of thinking that distort our judgment about the world. He received the Nobel Prize for the development of the prospect theory, which describes the behavior of people during decision-making. He is currently engaged in research on the nature of happiness. Reasons to read. Learn about systematic thinking errors that affect decision-making. Get acquainted with the ideas of behavioral economics, on which the latest developments of marketing experts are built. Understand how perceived value affects a person's opinion, including the conclusion of deals in conditions of uncertainty. Two systems of thinking. We can usually tell what we're thinking. The process of thinking seems clear. One conscious thought naturally causes the next one. But basically, the mind works differently. Most of our thoughts arise in unknown ways, and the mental work that leads to impressions, hunches, and decisions usually goes unnoticed. There are two modes of thinking. To define the first mode, intuitive, spontaneous, the term fast thinking is used, and the second one, conscious, reasonable, is called slow thinking. Fast thinking activates automatically and instantly, requiring little or no effort. Slow thinking involves having the attention necessary for conscious mental effort, including complex calculations. Fast thinking generates impressions and feelings, while slow thinking actions are often associated with a sense of activity, choice, and focus. The automatic actions of fast thinking build complex patterns of thoughts, but only slow thinking can build them into an ordered sequence. Both systems have their own unique abilities, limitations, and functions. What can fast thinking do? For example, it allows us to determine which of two objects is closer, discern the source of a loud sound, make a grimace of disgust at the sight of a disgusting picture, drive a car on an empty road, understand a simple sentence, reveal hostility in our voice, etc. These actions happen automatically and require no effort. The ability to think fast is our inner skill. We are born ready to perceive the world, recognize objects, avoid losses, and be afraid of spiders. Other activities of the mind become fast and automatic after much practice. Fast thinking includes expert knowledge and unconscious attitude, as well as all those absolutely automatic actions of the brain in the field of perception and memory that help us remember exactly the capital of England or recognize that there is a lamp on the table. But from time to time, a reasonable answer doesn't come to mind. And in such cases, we switch to a deeper form of thinking that requires more effort. This is slow thinking. With the help of slow thinking, you can prepare for the start signal in the race.